one resurrection account that we do not have in the Gospels, but many saints, writers of the church speak about this, that when Jesus rose from the dead, we have that he appeared to Mary Magdalene, he appeared to the other women, he appeared to the apostles, he appeared to the disciples of Emmaus, but we do not have an account of Jesus appearing to his blessed mother, to his mother. Isn't that interesting? Why don't we have an account of Jesus appearing to the blessed mother? Why don't we have? We don't know. But do you think that Jesus rising from the dead, his mother was beneath the cross, she was suffering with him, and Jesus just decided, no, I'm not going to appear to my mother. Think about that. That'd be ludicrous. How many of you, if you rose from the dead, would appear to your mother? Of course you would appear to your mother. But they say that Jesus appeared to Mary first. You know why that is? Because when Mary Magdalene and the other Marys went to the tomb, the Blessed Mother was not there to bring the spices. That's unusual. Why would the Blessed Mother not be there to bring the spices with the other women? Why wouldn't she visit the tomb of her son? This is her son that she saw die on the cross. Why wouldn't she visit the tomb with these spices that were part of the Jewish custom of anointing the body and giving the body spices, because they had to hurry up his burial, and so they did not finish it, so they wanted to finish the ritual. And why wouldn't the Blessed Mother be there to finish the ritual? You ever ask these questions? It is because Jesus had already appeared to her before then. She already knew that he rose from the dead. That's why she didn't go with the other women to anoint the body. Because she knew that there was nobody there. You could say it. There was nobody. Jesus had risen from the dead. And he had appeared to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And it brought her from sorrow to great joy in the resurrection. And you don't hear about the Blessed Mother being there with the apostles in the upper room. Maybe Jesus had appeared to her on several occasions, and that she already believed her son had rose from the dead. And so it's a great truth that Jesus had appeared to the Blessed Mother first before all the apostles. And then the early church, the church continues to grow after the resurrection, after the ascension, after the coming of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit came upon the Blessed Mother, the Holy Spirit gave the Blessed Mother every single gift of the Holy Spirit to its highest degree, except for one gift. There is one gift of the Holy Spirit that the Blessed Mother did not receive. Do you know what that gift is? There is one gift of the Holy Spirit Blessed Mother did not receive. She received all the gifts of mystics that you read, all the sanctifying gifts, the charismatic gifts. Every gift of the Holy Spirit, she had it in its infinite degree, highest degree ever. Except there was one gift. You know what that gift was? The gift of holy orders. The Blessed Mother never received the gift of holy orders. You ever think about this? Why? Why wasn't the Blessed Mother ordained as a deacon? Why wasn't she ordained as a priest? Why wasn't she ordained as a bishop? She was certainly worthy. She was more worthy than any man that has ever lived that has received the gift of holy orders. And yet the Blessed Mother, even though she was more worthy, She could be a better priest than I am, I can tell you that. She'd be a better deacon, better bishop. And yet, she did not receive that gift. Ever think of that? Why isn't that? It's a strange. In the Acts of the Apostles today, the Hellenists, they were the Greeks, were in need. They were complaining against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution of food. So the apostles were distributing food. And so the apostles called together, and they say, it's not right for us to neglect the word of God to serve at table. And then they said, brothers, let us select from among you 7 reputable men. Why did they choose men? You ever ask that? Why didn't they choose women? On a human level, it would seem rational to choose the women. They were beneath the cross. They were more faithful than the men. There's more women saints than there are men saints in the church, if you look at that. You know, you see probably more women at this Mass than there are men. Women are very holy, have a natural tendency of holiness. And yet they choose men. And he said, filled with the Spirit and wisdom. And they appointed them to the task. And so they chose 7 men, Stephen, Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, Nicholas of Antioch. If you notice anything about those names, all those names are Greek. None of them are Hebrew. None of them are Jewish. They're all Greeks. So we're probably all like Greek converts to Judaism, or what we call God-fearers who respected Judaism. And so what did the apostles do? They laid their hands on them. They laid their hands on them, and they conferred the sacrament of holy orders. Now, sacrament of holy orders is in 3 degrees: diaconate, priesthood, and episcopate, or bishop. And so when they laid their hands on them, the anointing of the Holy Spirit came upon these 7 men, appointing them as deacons. The funny thing is that the original ministry for deacons was charity. We're supposed to distribute the portions to the Greek women to make sure that there was fair distribution of portions. But when the anointing of the Holy Spirit comes down, you cannot stop but preach the word. You cannot stop but minister. And you see that in the next passage, where Stephen, he gets up and they say his face is like that of an angel. And he's filled with the Holy Spirit and wisdom. And what does Stephen do? Yes, he probably distributes the portions to the widows, to the Greek widows. But then he preaches the word of God. He preaches the good news. He preaches about Jesus, which is what deacons do today. They preach. They minister. And they also minister the sacraments. And it's great to look at the diaconate, because we have many deacons in the church. You see many deacons. Deacons baptize. They preside at marriages. They preach the word of God. They're anointed by the Holy Spirit. That's why you can have a deacon bless your religious articles. Do you know that? You can have a deacon bless your religious articles. A deacon can bless. They have the power of blessing. They have an indelible mark on their soul. That's why we should always honor deacons, because they have the gift of holy orders. And the Catholic Church, deacons can be married. The word deacon, or diaconia, means to serve. It's a service. So holy orders is not something that's a right that I deserve. It's not you have to give me holy orders. No. It's a calling by God, and it's a gift that God gives to someone. For whatever reason, we don't know why God chooses certain people to be deacons. But it's always a gift to serve. The gift that you have received, give as a gift. And that's what deacons are supposed to do. They receive a gift, and then they give that gift. They minister to the people of God. So again, with all this explanation about deacons, why wasn't the Blessed Virgin Mary chosen as a deacon? Why wasn't she called? Why didn't she receive that gift from the Lord? Why was there 12 apostles and they chose 7 men, not women? Why wasn't there any women there? You ever ask that question? And there's questions in the church right now that are being brought up on the highest levels of, should we ordain women as deacons? And they said, well, we had women deacons in the early church. No, we didn't. They weren't ordained. Do you know in the early church that they had a lot of adult baptism? And do you realize how the baptism went in the early church? That they had a pool or a river or something, you know, is it like a swimming pool? You know, we would call it like a swimming pool today. Probably more like a river or a lake. And the person through baptism would, they would go unclothed into the waters. They would go naked into the water, symbolizing death. They would go into the water, symbolizing death, and then they would rise, symbolizing that they were rising with Christ. They were dying with Christ, and then they would rise with him. Well, that's why they had women do the baptisms of women, of adults. Because anyone can baptize. Anyone can baptize. You don't need to be ordained to baptize. That's why a nurse can baptize a child in an emergency. You know, at like a hospital, if the child is dying, a nurse can baptize the child. A nurse does have that right. So anyone can baptize. And this is why women were chosen to baptize the women in the early church. That's why they called it a diaconia, a service, but it was not holy orders. See that? And so people get mixed up. You know, they're asking these questions, and it's like, well, the church never had women deacons in the church. It's whole time. And then as the church spread, especially to northern countries, well, it was too cold to do the full immersion baptism. Like, you know, you in the Nordic country, it's just too cold, especially in the wintertime. So the head represents the whole person. So then we started doing baptism on the head, on the forehead, which is perfectly legitimate. And that's still the common practice today, is to baptize on the head. Occasionally you'll find full immersion still, but the most common practice is baptism on the head. Again, if women are called to be deacons, then why wasn't the Blessed Mother ordained as a deacon? Think about that. Why wasn't she ordained as a deacon if women are to be called as deacons? Why wouldn't she? She would be the most logical one. Then we would have a tradition of women as deacons. And it's not to say that this lowers women's dignity at all. Remember, the diaconate is a service. It's a gift. It's not a right that I'm entitled to. If anyone would have a right to the diaconate, it would have been the Blessed Mother. But for whatever reason that God did not give this gift to the Blessed Mother. And we say, why? It's because the priest, the deacon, the priest, and the bishop is conformed to the person of Jesus Christ. And that means Jesus even in his humanity. and Jesus was a man. And so that's why only men can be ordained as deacons, priests, or bishops. It has nothing to do about power, has nothing to do about, men being better. Certainly, there's a lot better women than I am, a lot holier women than I am to be a priest. I will be the first to concede that. But it doesn't have to do about the holiness of the person. Think about the 12 apostles. They were a wreck. They were a bunch of fishermen. They were rough and tough. They were a wreck. And Jesus still chose them. So we don't know why God calls certain people to the holy orders, to the ministry. And maybe God, in his unique way, maybe he calls not the best to show his power and his glory through the weakest. Maybe he picks the weakest of instruments to serve him and holy orders, diaconate, priesthood, and episcopate. And so, but we have to honor God's choice. It's not our choice. It's the Lord's choice. You know, as we discern in the church, and even this is on the highest levels, let's always remain faithful to what the Lord has given to us. Remain faithful to the traditions that the Lord has given to us. And especially, you can always go to the Blessed Mother. So if you're ever wondering, why can't women be as deacons? Just say, Blessed Mother wasn't a deacon. It's good enough for me. As a Marian, that's good enough for me. The Blessed Mother wasn't a deacon, that's good enough for me. And she's the holiest person that ever lived on the face of the earth next to Jesus Christ. Jesus was divine. She was human. And she was the holiest person, yet she did not receive that gift. Received every other gift except that one. And that's the way that we can answer that question in today's church. The diaconate is a wonderful ministry. It's a wonderful holy orders. We should honor deacons. They have an indelible mark on their soul. We should pray for deacons. If you have deacons in your parish, pray for them. Pray that the Holy Spirit will speak through them. Pray that the anointing of the Spirit will be manifested through all their good works and all their ministry. Keep praying for the deacons in your church. They need your prayers to do the service of God and the works of God that the Lord has called them to do for the building up of the greater glory of God and the church.